Olá a todos, bem-vindos ao programa Tuga Mix. Hoje vamos ter aqui um programa especial, vai ser um pouco diferente do habitual, mas vamos estar aqui com Marlon Cherry. Marlon Cherry é uma pessoa que nos enviaram para o programa e que achámos que deveríamos dar um destaque, fazer um programa especial, um pouco diferente do habitual. Hello, Marlon Cherry. Welcome to our program. Our program is called Tuga Mix. And as you know, this program goes to around the world for the Portuguese community and the other people that listens to it. Okay. You're from Afro Mauritian. You're Afro Mauritian. Is that how you say it?
Born in South Africa to Mauritian parents, Mauritian father and a European mother. So although my Mauritian grandfather married a local South African lady, so it's a complicated mix, which the world is already. The world is a mix. So yes, I'd say Afro-Mauritian, born in South Africa.
In Forfait. So you're born in a tropical place.
Yeah, very hot, very hot. Every day is hot. Not far from Mozambique.
Mozambique.
Portuguese come. Lorenzo Marques. Back in the day, Lorenzo Marques. But it's not far. We look. Durban is on the east coast, and if you end up in Portuguese Africa. Portuguese Africa, beautiful, beautiful country.
That's great.
Yeah,
Thank you. So
that's where
you're a
I'm
composer
from.
and singer.
Yes, I do both. I do lots of both, singing and writing. Although the album which we got out, so we're busy promoting globally, I didn't participate in much writing. I wrote the first single, "You Are the Best," which is the lead single. The rest of the album, like 90% of the album, was written by professional writers, sort of who've got many platinum records out. So I did write my last album I wrote was in Sicily. I wrote an album for an Italian band. With this album we're doing right now, it's written by a professional bunch of writers down in Oxford
Oxford.
City.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah.
So you made a lot of concerts, live concerts, of course, and write some good songs in Africa, South Africa to United Kingdom, right?
Yeah, I'm based in the United Kingdom at the moment. And I'd say further afield to Europe. A lot of my work is here in the United Kingdom. I've done shows in Brazil as well with some writers out there, with the Sertanejo
Sertanejo, yeah.
genre of music. Yes, a very popular genre of music that. I've got a couple of songs out in Brazil as well. But when it comes to shows, I think, mainly my shows are here in Europe at the moment, because I believe that Europe can be a beginning point or a staging point for the music and Latin America as well. And Latin America as well. I love Latin. I've just come back from Colombia. See, I was
I
on
see.
holiday in Colombia.
Oh, I see.
Last week I was in Colombia, But global, we want to go global, Luiz. We want to go global. We want to go all over the world.
That's good. Pero tu também hablas um poquito de espanhol. Tu has estado em Colômbia. Tu
Sí,
hablas um pouquinho.
yo probar habla en esta lengua, pero yo pensando las lenguas muy importantes: español, portugués, francés y inglés. Basta. Estas lenguas en el mundo.
Sí.
Porque muchos países hablan estas lenguas, estos idiomas de portugués y español. Pero para esta razón, yo quiero estas lenguas. Un día yo hablar en portugués perfecto. Un día.
Muitas graças. Obrigado. Obrigado.
Obrigado, obrigado, muito obrigado. Sim.
You stated in some places, I'm going to say it in English, maybe it's much better. In Italy, South America, like you said it.
Yeah.
So, was in Colombia. That's the place you stayed there. So, you started this at 6 years old, right?
Yeah, I was. I started, yeah, at 6 years old. I didn't choose music. Music chose me. And it was something that came, it came from nowhere. I think it came from God, maybe, because my music teacher would told me that I got a voice and I could sing. And he was my music teacher was brought up in a boys' home, Roman Catholic boys' home. Yeah. He didn't have a mother or father, but he was a teacher. He'd done well for himself. And we started singing together, and he pushed me out in the front and told me to do shows. And I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. But he forced me to go. And then what happened was, in the home that where he was, there was a white Irishman, a white Irish guy, an
Yes.
older guy, the Catholic Irishman, and he was helping in the home for the boys. And he was teaching us all different types of things, teaching us to play guitar, sing, and keyboards and everything. And at that particular point, age 6, 7, and 8, we were out touring. He was taking us all over the country, all over South Africa. We were going, we're doing big shows. And I was so young, and we're getting paid as well. We're getting paid money.
That's
You know, I was
fantastic.
like,
Yeah.
amazing. I was like, I never asked my mom and dad for spending money. I always had spending money. I
Oh,
always
that's
had spending
great.
money. Best times of my life, Luis. Best times of my life.
I believe it. I believe that. Maybe right now you're staying in UK because it's easier to record in studio. Maybe that's. Or how long when did
Yeah, I
you
mean,
when do you came to UK?
almost when I was about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
Yeah.
15,
So
20
for
years
good,
ago.
for good.
Well, good, yeah, and for music, because although saying that, music these days, in any part of the world, can be done and uploaded onto Spotify and all the DSPs, the music platforms, Deezer, Spotify, iTunes. You know, now when I came, it wasn't that simple. So I met up with a good bunch of writers and good band members here in the United Kingdom. Very, very, very professional, you know. But my hard times, you know, when you play football, in the junior team, you always have to clean the older people's shoes in the football team. I'd
Yeah.
done that when I was 6 years old. Even though when I was singing, I was pushing the front, I was a star. You had to carry all the equipment, the keyboards, the speakers. I served my time out there in South Africa and with bands here as well, because every time I sang, I was the youngest. And we would, you know, they put you in the front, you're the main guy. But once everything is finished, no, you got to clean the shoes, you got to carry the speakers, you got to do all the heavy lifting. I've worked with many, many talented people. And as I say, I got the opportunity to go and live in Sicily. Io parli italiano, not much,
Not
but
much.
I lived in Sicily.
Yeah.
See, I lived in Sicily and, you know, and record out there, you know, in Italy. But UK is good because you got Heathrow Airport. I got Stansted Airport is 2 hour, 1 hour 30 away from me. Stansted is right here.
Yeah.
So I just jump on a plane, boom, gone. Wherever I need to go, you know?
Just go
So.
there. Back then, before you said that you went to Brazil and talk about Sertanejo, can you tell me how was that experience with the Portuguese
Yeah.
Brazilian people?
It was delightful. It was absolutely delightful. I met a guy on we had a single out excuse me, I'm sitting outside and it's a bit cold here in England today and my nose is running. Apologies.
Oh, no, okay, no problem.
You can see it's gray. There's no sun today
Yeah.
and it's a bit chilly and I haven't got a jacket on. But look, yeah, I went to Rio de Janeiro and I know I met a guy on SoundCloud, a Brazilian DJ. And he heard our song with my Italian band. He heard our song out there in Brazil, and then we connected. And he said, "Hey, can you come over and write for me in English? Can you come and record for me in English? And I went over to Rio de Janeiro, and I wrote a few songs for him. DJ Henrique Paraí, that's his name. Okay. A good guy, and he's a saxophonist. He's a very talented guy. He does all his instruments by himself, guitar, he produces. And then I went there and I wrote a song called Rio de Janeiro Blues, because I was talking about the carioca, the beautiful woman, Copacabana, everything I saw, I put to paper and I wrote it down. And the song is out on, the song is still on Spotify at the moment. So that was my experience with Henrique, but my relationship continued to go out there in Brazil when I met the manager of a beautiful sertanejo singer by the name of Eduardo Barbosa.
Okay.
Eduardo Barbosa, I met the manager, and they had a song. They had one sertanejo song, which they asked me to sing with Eduardo Barbosa. So I sang the song, and it is a sertanejo song. It was, she sang in Portuguese and I sang in English, but the song, the music was done by the same writer who's written songs for the likes of Gabriel Diniz.
Yes.
He sang a song about a relationship, Jenny, and Gabriel Diniz died in an airplane crash in Brazil. The writer of the song also writes songs for Gustavo Lima.
Oh, I see. Gustavo Lima. I met him.
Yeah. You met him? Wow.
Yeah. Wow. In Brazil, they have a, it's called a Vila Mix. It's a sertanejo show that a lot of people sing, and they sing, and we have here in Portugal too. So I met him here in Portugal, Vila Mix. Then we had the problems, of course, with the health problems. The show stopped because of, you know, what happened, right? So now I think this year we're going to have again here in Portugal, the Vila Mix. And it's a big show in Brazil, all over, in some places, and other countries too.
Of course, Brazil and Portugal, they're like family, you know,
yes. They're
like family.
Yes, yes.
You know, big connections. I appreciate that. I mean, I discovered that on my journey. I've been to Portugal. I've been to Brazil. Brazil's a beautiful place, you know, and I just spoke to Henrique yesterday.
And Henrique, that's great. What did he say?
He wants me to come back and finish the project.
Oh, that's great. The weather is better. Right now, well, it's about 18 Celsius, but it's the weather is better than there.
I will be going back to. I will be going back to Brazil. I need to meet up with Eduardo again. I need to meet up with Lou Rivel, all my friends. I got many friends in Latin America.
That's good.
You know, and I love it.
That's very good. So I see that I'm reading now, and you work with global companies, entertainment in USA, solo music publishing. Maybe it's better for you to tell me Silicon Valley, whatever. Tell me about US.
Yeah. The funny thing is, my lead single from the album, "You Are the Best I've Ever Seen," that particular song, there was a guy who's connected to Empire Distribution. Now, Empire Distribution is a major label up from Silicon Valley, okay, a distribution company. So the song, how I ended up meeting up with the Americans, they found out my song. His name is Tim Lewis, the big boss. He heard my song, "You Are the Best I've Ever Seen." He heard that song on SoundCloud, and he wanted me to release the song with him to be distributed by this major distribution company called Empire Distribution. Empire Distribution has got a lot of the top rappers, like Kendrick Lamar, many big names, many big names. Even 6ix9ine, this the guy with the colory hair, you know, from America. And he chased me for 5 years. He chased me, and he was nice to me, and he's saying, "Please, can I have the song? Can we do something with the song?" In the end, I gave up, and I submitted the song to him, and then he connected the song to via Bay Area Block Report. He connected the song with Empire Distribution, which is a major Empire. We're everywhere. We're everywhere now with Empire.
Oh, okay.
They do lots of deals with very important people. And I know I'm not a number one priority on their radar, but I'm there.
But you're there.
Doing things to get us further up the ladder. Now with Solo Music Publishing, there's another company that I'm dealing with. My publicist, his name is Rod White.
Yeah.
In fact, I spoke to him this morning. He's got us now. If I can, he's got us on from today. He's got us on two television stations in Brazil, and he's got us on a further 12 radio stations with airplay. So as of today, out
that's
in
great.
Brazil.
Yeah, that's great.
No, it's good. It's good. You know, it's good. And Rod, when I was in Colombia, he was on the phone to me every day, you know, trying, because I was on holiday, but I was like, you know what I mean, meeting people and stuff. And, you know, Rod, I speak to Rod every day, and he's busy trying to get me our music further. He's got our music in... He's got our music in the Asia Pacific region in South Korea, and that region, South Korea, not China, South Korea and a couple other countries surrounding it. He got our singles out there with the big company, and the company are attempting to push the music, you know, and that's important. And I'm also busy with guys out in North Hollywood, Los Angeles, California. Donnie Productions. In fact, I spoke to Donnie, the owner. I spoke to Donnie on Sunday. I was speaking to him on Sunday. He's busy. He's busy promoting us out there and pushing us and trying to get us somewhere. You know. So I've got a few. I've got a few people in America who got my interests at heart, and who are doing their best to get us further, to get the music further. You know. And we're also dealing with a major company in Brazil as well. Another major company. I forgot their name. We had a big Zoom meeting here. Like I was shocked. The same place where I'm talking to you. I had the big boss of the company. I had the head of social media. I had there was like 6 or 10 people on the phone call.
All that's in great. Brazil, you know? Yeah, that's great.
So we're doing things. And without the assistance of my colleagues, I'm nothing.
But it's very good, that meeting, of course. It's good to improve this project.
They are there. They're waiting for us. You know, there's a few things. I think initially the Brazilians, when they send the contract over, the contract was too complex, you know, initially. And I sent it to the writers in Oxford.
Yes,
yeah. Their lawyers, and the contract wasn't, you know, it wasn't okay. There were a few things that we didn't agree with, and we didn't pursue it. But then they came back to us again now in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
So Rod has been speaking with them, and they are major out there in Brazil. Their intention is to get our songs on 63 radio stations
Brazil. Yeah, that's great.
I think the population of Brazil is 259 million people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
Say no more. I definitely, we are aiming directly at Latin America as well. But with the likes of our good friend Paulo, we are aiming here in Europe as well. So we got Europe, we got the United States of America, and we got Latin America, which we dearly need to, you know, get some traction, you
right.
know.
Right. And this also, you work with other in UK entertainment companies in UK with Amurco Music License. Is that the name?
Yeah. There's a few licensing companies here in the United Kingdom who have got our music. In fact, I spoke to Joel. I spoke to Joel at Mirko a few months ago.
Okay.
And, we were just having a catch up with progress. I mean, what are they doing? Because we need to get our songs, all our song titles, like You Are the Best, Tell Him How You Feel, To Fall in Love, Love is a Dangerous Game. These are the titles, you know? And they're not only just titles, but they brilliantly, brilliantly written songs that will fit nice into any movies. Even me and Paolo spoke about this.
Yeah.
They'll fit into movies, they'll fit into adverts, they'll fit into any media platform that can be enhanced with the music that we have. So we got a Mirko. Obviously the main label run in Oxford by Anthony is called Longtime Dead Records, so everything goes through him.
Okay.
There's another company in London that is
Rehego, right?
That's it.
I can't
that's
really hear the name.
It's weird because it's run by an Italian guy.
Oh, okay,
it's run by based in London.
That's
and,
great.
They pushed us. They put us in locations where I know for a fact if I had to try do that, I would never be able to do it. I'd never be able to do it. So, you know, it's one thing being a singer, and it's one thing being an artist and a writer, but it's another thing. The business side of things is very complicated, but I would like to learn more about the business side of music as well, because you got to have your eyes everywhere, haven't you? Or else you'll end up being robbed. And many artists get robbed, sadly. And hopefully that won't happen to me again, because it has happened to me in the past. Hopefully it won't happen to me again, Luis. That's what I hope. Anyway,
right now you have experience and you have a lot of people that can guide you, or companies that can guide you to show your work to the people. So you're a writer and a singer. That's what you call yourself, right?
Yes, yes. I write and I sing. I've been given the opportunity to write by my English bands that I've played with. They say, don't worry about it. We'll do the music. You just come with the stories and come with the melodies and come with everything. And they gave me free rein. And it just got better and better and better. I mean, I never used to write before. I never used to write. And then I picked up a pen and I said, I can do it. I like writing stories. And, the reality of the situation is that when I went to Sicily, I was given free rein. I wrote a whole album not by myself, but with my Italian friends, you know?
Okay.
And those are recordings. The guy who we released the music with, he's now working with the Sugar. If you know about the Italian music industry, there's a family called the Sugar family. And they are very, very integral and very, very important people in the Italian entertainment industry. Now, he's now working with them. But, you know, the Italian band ended up breaking up for many reasons. And it's a sad thing, but life goes on. I'm here. I'm still doing
music. That's right.
And I'm solo now. I'm solo. I don't.
Oh.
It's so cold. It's solo. Yes,
we have about 5 minutes before we finish.
Okay.
Of course, we later on we can have another interview, okay? But for now, you have a song called "You Are the Best." Your last words to your work, and another thing that we didn't talk about, but the people will listen to the music. What kind of music do you have right now?
I'm Afro Mauritian. I would call it Afro pop, but you know, it's more pop. When you say Afro pop, I mean, the thing is, you could also be confused with the current reign of the charts, like with Burna Boy and all these big African acts, like Baby, calm down. You would think that if I wouldn't say it's Afro pop in that respect, I would say it's more. I call it Afro pop because I'm Afro Mauritian. But it's more Western UK pop music. That's what it is, you know. But sung by an African, sung by an African, you know, an Afro-Mauritian from the tropics, you know, with a bit of diversity and a bit of spice, a bit of spice. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so it was nice seeing, talking to you, and we wait for the for those files with the music so we can introduce in our program. This program will be recorded. So make sure you send the music, okay, so we can put it in the program. And wish you all the best. And of course, we have much more to talk. Later on, we will continue our conversation so the listeners can know what lot of work you're doing around the world. Yes, that's how you say.
We try every day. We woke up today, we got a chance, so we try every day. We try and make a good thing, Luis, definitely.
That's
Thank
great.
You for your time. Thank you, Gado. I appreciate you.
Okay. Obrigado. Thank you very much. I will finish like this.
Thank you, my brother.
Is it better? I got you, my friend. Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you, Luis. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Obrigado. All the best. Bye bye.
Oh, yeah. Bless you.
Okay, bless you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care, my friend.
Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye.